Welcome, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about different forms of government and how we got to where we are, or I should say, how we got to where we were in 1789. There were experiments with democracy thousands of years ago. The problem with democracy, I shouldn't say the problem. The structure of a democracy is that all the citizens get to vote on all the laws. So it comes down to basically the schoolyard thing, majority rules. You're picking whether or not you're going to play soccer or football, and the majority rules, you take a vote and that's the game you play. Well, we've seen in the past how majorities can affect a minority negatively, and so that didn't seem like a really good idea. At the other end of the spectrum is the republic. And in a republic, there are certain people who are sent to represent a larger mass of people in the lawmaking process. In most republics, that person might be appointed by the king, the mayor, some other people, or simply appointed by a group of wealthy and influential people within that particular district. What makes our version of the republic different is that those people who were sent to represent the greater mass of people within a particular district are sent by virtue of the popular vote. So it's a democratic republic, but it's not a democracy, and it functions, once everybody's elected, as a republic. What I find very, very interesting is that the people who wrote the Constitution felt so strongly about the chaos that can result from democracy that they put it in Article 4, Section 4, that all states shall be republics.